This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A union representing Denver's teachers successfully fought back attempts Thursday night to freeze the pay raises it won after a strike last year. Denver Public Schools went to the bargaining table with the union, hoping to find savings to help fill a $65 million budget shortfall because of the pandemic. Here's union negotiator Rob Gould.
With the guidance of our new school board, we have faith that you will continue to find the cuts that you need in order to make sure that we don't take away things from teachers and we don't take away from families.
Both sides agreed to reduce the size of a cost of living increase for teachers. Part of that increase is contingent on voters approving a property tax hike and bond in November. A Loveland man accused of holding two roofing company salesmen at gunpoint and stepping on the neck of one who is black is being treated for mental illness. 65-year-old Scott Gunmanson did not appear for his first court date on Thursday. His family and lawyers say he is a patient at a mental health center. Cases of COVID-19 have been declining in Colorado, but Governor Polis says Colorado is the only state in the western U.S. to see a steady recent decline. Officials released the latest numbers yesterday on COVID in Colorado. The state has confirmed close to 30,000 cases and just over 1,600 deaths related to the disease. Firefighters are making progress on a wildfire near Durango. The fire has burned more than 2,800 acres. Good weather has helped the effort, but officials are closely watching conditions today. And it's cloudy and cool along the Front Range today, then sunnier tomorrow. This is CPR News.